This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Vera, V-E-R-A, Vanderhart, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-A-R-T, date of birth 2/3/1942. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Vanderhart with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and COPD. Her last visit was June 6th of this year. She has gained 10 pounds over the last year and is trying to lose it again through restricting caloric intake. She's denies recent illnesses. She does have a permanent pacemaker, and she sees Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, locally, and has seen an electrophysiologist, cardiologist in Midland for her pacemaker management. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion, but she is not oxygen dependent currently. No chest pain or palpitations. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medication list is reviewed. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 40 milligram daily. Losartan 25 milligram daily. She's also on Advair inhaler, Ventolin as needed. Pravastatin is 10 milligram daily. Bisoprolol 10 milligram daily at bedtime. Physical examination, weight is 230 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 78, pulse is 72, and oxygen saturation was 85% on room air today. And with rest, that increased to 92%. That was immediately after walking in the room from the waiting room. Neck is supple. There's no JVD. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has non-pitting edema of the lower extremities. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 12-1 of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 48. Albumin 3.7, calcium is 8.9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.7, white count 11.0, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal platelet count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months and she'll follow a low-salt diet. 2, hypertension, near to goal. She will continue all of her routine medications. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will have a follow-up visit by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.